so we started the song, we ran through it, and I remember I opened my eyes at the end of it, I thought, man, I don't know about you guys, but that felt like it's done. And we went in the back and we listened to it, and that was it.
Sometimes when he talks about making music, Charlie Marz sounds like a little kid getting a really big, cool gift. But as you can hear on his latest album, Like a Bird, Like a Plane, he's got a little bit of a dark side, too. Not enough, though, to dampen the good times or the grooves. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. In a lot of ways, Charlie Marz's story is all about taking things as they come. And as often as not, that seems to work for him. Charlie Marz grew up in a small town in Mississippi and started up the Charlie Marz Band when he was in college in Texas. For a few years, Charlie and the band lived a kind of low-rent rock and roll dream, touring almost every week of the year, releasing a few albums to moderate success, and partying, not too surprisingly, like rock stars. But the rock and roll lifestyle eventually took its toll, and Charlie found himself yearning for a rest. And he told FUV's Alisa Ali that he got the chance to take that rest as a result of a pretty intense run of luck.
We played a show in Mobile, Alabama, and then afterwards I went with a friend of mine over to these casinos on the Mississippi coast, and I'd had a lot to drink at the time, and I won about $20,000.
Wow, that's
and
amazing.
The next, they gave us a big suite with a jacuzzi and everything in it, and we spent the night in it, and I woke up, and I actually left the money in the hotel room because I did not remember when I woke up and we left that I had won it. And if the guy that was playing keyboards with me at the time hadn't said, "Did you get the cash?" I mean, it hit me once he said that.
Yeah.
I remembered kind of everything, but we'd had a pretty long night.
Yeah.
So with the money, I pay my rent, you know, for a while, and I just took some time off.
Yeah.
And then that was sort of the beginning money of that I used to make the record too. So it was lucky, yeah.
Whoa, oh, oh. I really don't know what is coming over me, but I want to find me a train on the tracks, buy us two tickets. Never, never, never look back. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Oh, I'm looking for love. If you're looking for love, have mercy on me.
You've been writing songs for a while now. Does it just come naturally to you, or bits and pieces?
I take it as it comes, you know. It's not really my style to just sit around and try and bang it out every day. If I feel inspired to write a song, I do. If I don't, then I don't worry about it too much. I made a few records, so usually I write a batch of songs and then I make a record and then I don't write for a while. I usually just go out and perform the songs, and then eventually, you know, I start hearing these little voices and things feel like they just start pushing me to pick up an instrument, and the guitar, the piano feels new to me again, and then I usually feel inspired to write songs, and I do.
Hey, Abigail, I know your day has been hell. Don't take to heart the words that he said. I know you're a good girl. You're not out to hurt nobody. He's just trying to get in your head. Oh, baby, if you wanna come. If you wanna come over and get high, we can listen to the dark side of the moon.
Charlie Marz live with Listen to the Dark Side. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.